Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. For all of you that might be unfamiliar with my voice, my name is Peter Mingles. We host this radio show. Matter of fact, I started this radio station, I'm going to call it, way back towards the tail end of 2012, beginning part of 2013. I wanted a microphone to be able to talk about stuff that sometimes people didn't want to talk about or didn't think they needed to talk about, or sometimes whatever they wanted to talk about. That's one of the reasons why we did this. And I liked to do this only because I knew we'd be fair and we would be sincere and honest and have some intellectual, if you will, integrity, and bring good people in that would talk about some cool stuff. And one of those people that I spoke to is an attorney. His name is Ole Cantos. Ole is O-L-L-I-E. Cantos is C-A-N-T-O-S. He's a good guy. He happens to be a Washington, D.C. attorney, although I think he's living in California right now because they're working remotely. And he also is blind. So that was very interesting for me in lots of different ways, that he was able to do the things that he was doing. And his visual situation was more of my issue than his, because this man does a lot of things that I could never imagine doing. And he's also a dad. He adopted three boys, triplets, believe it or not, and they are also blind as well. So it's just a fascinating story about how people do different things in the real and the regular world, and then also sometimes when they have some of the issues or challenges that they might have, which, again, is more self-imposed by me than them, because we have people like Nick, who is this one of the oldest boys. He actually is the oldest son of the three. They're triplets. They're born on the same day, a couple hours apart. Nick's the older brother, and they do amazing things, including go to college right now. We started when they were 16. They graduated from high school. They go to college. They were the first ever Eagle Scouts. For those people that follow the Boy Scouts, they were the first ever Eagle Scouts that were blind, and they've done a lot of things in some amazing ways. And one of the things that I'd love to talk to Nick about is what's going on with college, because he's also a college student. He's in his third year, second semester, and what's going on with home-based businesses. And every once in a while, when his dad shows up lately, we get a chance to have a conversation with his dad, but dad's been busy doing a whole bunch of stuff as well. So today we have Nick Cantos. So Nick, thanks for being here on your own radio show.
Well, thank you very much for having me here. It's very fun. I enjoy it a lot. I've been doing this for about, this is my sixth year doing this.
Great.
And it's never gets old, so it's awesome.
Excellent. So for those people that are unfamiliar with you, give us the five-minute Nick Cantos commercial.
Well, let's see now. So I'm Nick Cantos. I've been in this industry for about 5 years. This is my sixth year, I guess. And I started when I was 16 my dad told me about this, and well, I kind of always wanted to have something of my own, a business and things, and I've always, you know, I just wanted a chance to have something good, and so I started my business when I was 16, and it was interesting, pretty challenging in some ways, but very fun too. Now I'm in college, it's my third year, second semester, and it's fun. I'm still learning a lot, doing stuff that I actually like doing. I'm taking two marketing courses along with physical science and a Western Civ class that I'm going to be taking at some point, because I'm not doing math anymore, not until the fall anyway. But there we go. I don't know. It's going to be fun. You know, I'm just going to enjoy myself as well as run my business as best I can. I don't know. I just want to have a fun college experience. But yeah, I am also blind, but that doesn't, you know, it's not really that big of a deal. Yeah, there are some things, like I have to read Braille and all that. It's fine. I've been reading Braille for forever. But it's not really that crazy. So yeah, that's basically where I am at right now.
That's amazing. And you guys, I remember, Nick, you being blind and your dad being blind was more of an obstacle or a handicap for me, because I would be trying to figure out how I'd be able to do the things that you guys do. But you do a lot of things that lots of people do. I mean, we've been on the radio show. You guys have been taking trains, walking around. Your dad does selfies better than anybody I know. As far as you've got a steady hand, I mean, I've watched you guys have snowball fights, and then I've seen you guys cooking on your face when you're doing YouTube channels and stuff like that. I'm like, geez, like these guys are really doing great. And then also the idea of you playing video games, which is crazy. Like, still, it's crazy. But as a result of some of the conversations that we've had, it's amazing the technology, and it's also amazing your ability to adapt and do the things that a lot of people would somewhat prejudge as far as you've been able to do. And one of those other things is probably, like, for instance, going to college and even having your own home-based business as a result. And incidentally, over the last year, a profitable and successful home-based business. So that's all great stuff. So do you want to comment on anything that I just mentioned?
Well, yeah. Well, you know, it takes time, definitely. And, you know, I'm still figuring out how to run a business. I'm, like I said, I'm 21 years old. I have no real experience. I have some experience, but, I mean, it's not like I'm like the next, you know, Jeff Bezos or anything like that. But, you know, we're just becoming profitable, which is always nice. It's enough where we can actually hire someone to help us out, which is, we created a job, you know, so there we go. You know, in a small, minuscule way, we help the economy in some way, which is awesome. People don't even really question it with me. I don't know. They just, like, my friends, they always just know that I can do stuff. They ask questions, sure. They ask questions and things like that. But once the questions are over, they just kind of accept that I can do stuff. It's not even that hard for them to do, which is awesome. That's the thing I like about my college, is that people are very accepting. And not just accepting, like, in the way that people will pity you. No, they accept you fully without any reservations whatsoever, which is awesome. And I really do feel like one of the guys, which is important. You know, I've always wanted to feel that way, and so I do now, better than I did in high school. But still, you know, pretty good.
College is some of the best times of a young man's life. So I'm glad that you're enjoying it, and I know your brother's there, and he's enjoying his own thing as well. So it's just great. Okay, let's go into marketing. I don't know. It's been a long time, Nick, since I've been in college. So, you know, the whole remote learning, the whole, you know, philosophy, the whole everything. Yeah, I know. You're on campus, but sometimes maybe you don't go to school. You might have learning in a classroom. We never had anything like that with computers. I mean, when I was in college, I think I had my first code class. I don't even know if it was code class, but it was a Timex Sinclair, which you've never heard about. But it was a little keyboard kind of device that hooked up to a black. Do you really? It hooked up to a black and white TV. And I had my own first computer. I actually learned how to code that on literally a rabbit ear computer, a rabbit ear television with a Timex Sinclair kind of a thing to it. So it was really frustrating for me because I had no idea what I was doing. And it was kind of fascinating that sort of stuff would work. So when I get a chance to talk to you, you got the whole world of applications like on phones and all the other sort of stuff that you're working on, which is really a wonderful advance as you guys have. So, however, it is also a very changing kind of a thing. So when we start to talk about marketing, especially now with, I'm going to use the term censorship, that's got to be a topic that either is being approached or not approached on college campuses, so I should probably ask. So go ahead.
Are you talking about digital marketing, right?
Any kind of marketing.
Okay. So we just learned yesterday, we got an announcement that Facebook has made this board thing. And they're, I don't know exactly what the board's there for. I don't already understand it all, but they're supposed to help with mitigating threats and stuff and figuring out what, you know, what people are, you know, it's supposed to be for high-level, you know, crimes, I think. I don't know exactly how what it all does, but it does have to do with some level of censorship. Now, here's my opinion about censorship. I don't agree with censorship for multiple reasons. One of the big reasons is it is not censorship is a it contradicts the First Amendment. The First Amendment is the freedom of speech and press. Okay, so why should we be limited in what we say? Yeah, there will be consequences for what we say. There will be consequences for the opinions we have. I've been blasted before on Facebook for saying stuff. But I'm not going to be, I don't want to be stopped from saying what I want. That is a complete contradiction to the First Amendment, and any censorship should be outlawed, except in times where people are inciting insurrection, putting or having threats, you know, putting out threats into the world, you know, people who are just doing some stuff that will endanger the population. Other than that, we should be able to say what we want when we want to say it.
Makes sense. So there's a couple of issues there. So only because I'm old and I remember when companies were being built, I looked at companies like Facebook, which was not necessarily the first social networking company, but one of the obviously biggest ones. And they've been funded by a lot of different people, a lot of different places. And our fine government has been very instrumental because the social networking site is also a great surveillance site. Like, if you want to know what your people are doing, make sure you have access to their free speech. So this way, you could, at least you can learn a little bit more about what they're doing. So also, a lot of products move as a result of that social selling. So there's a lot of things that are happening as a result of this whole social thing, and companies that are trying to figure out where they're going to be able to move or sell their next product obviously have to be thinking about different things related to marketing. So, and all of these platforms are changing. So whether it's TikTok banning MLM, or whether it's Facebook telling you that you might not be able to talk about a certain topic or things like that, are they, and I know you're brand new at this marketing class, but do you think or are they getting involved in some of those current events that are happening in the marketing arena today? Like, are you at that level
yeah.
yet, or are they so
well,
what are you, what
we
are you
just
learning?
Started. We just
right,
started.
Right, I know you knew.
And so we're mainly learning theory at this point, but they are going to tie it into the current events, and even events related to, and this is the best part for me, they're actually talking about accessibility for websites. And they're not only talking about making things accessible, they are literally teaching people how to make picture descriptions on Instagram. That's part of the curriculum. That
okay,
is incredible.
Say the word again, only because you said it fast and they didn't understand it, and other people might have also not heard you.
Accessibility, which is the key, if, yes.
And what's your definition of accessible?
Okay, so the ability for me and other people with disabilities to have
okay.
access to information.
Got it, okay. So we're not talking about political accessibility or
no.
anything else like that. You're talking about physical.
They have all the information. We have none, or
right.
very, very little. So that's important. Now that's just one of the topics. But yeah, they will tie it in. I'm still, like I said, this is only the second day of the whole
right.
marketing course. So you know, I'm pretty new at this stuff. But in terms of MLM stuff. Companies are Facebook is and other social media. They are we are essentially being we're being shunned in certain respects, unfortunately. This is what happens when a small majority, yet still a majority, a small minority, yet a pretty big one comparatively, of people do things that make other people feel bad to the point where the FTC is making messages about what we should and should not do on social media as people who sell MLM products. This is not something that is good for the industry, because this creates a notion that this industry, by its very nature, is a scam, which is not good. This is a problem, big problem. And one of the biggest things we have to do is change. The way we change it is to, now I don't have all the answers, but one of the things we should do is really crack down on the, in our companies, crack down on the, way we say things and actually be transparent about the scientific proof we have in some of our products, because people are being very, very critical about the scientific language used in some of the product brand, in some of the product advertisements.
So do you want to use any kind of an example, either generically or specifically?
Yes. So people talk about how, people speak about how, like in some skin care products, they use all this scientific language, and it's like it's as if it's not like people call it pseudoscience, because there's no real medical proof that some of these products actually work the way they should, and it's a problem because we can't, even if we have even if we have our company proof or whatever of the science behind the products, it does not, it's not like there's a reputable journal like the American, like it's not like the medical counselor or whoever, you know, the top of the top line of medical professionals knows that about what the company is actually talking about in their advertising, which is a bad thing. So what I'm saying is people are now more aware about what we say in our advertising as people who are from MLM companies. And it's important that we be transparent about what we do, how we do it, and what our products are made out of, and what the stuff that we're saying actually means, because people are really starting to be more critical about it.
Excellent. So I'm sorry, Nick, my daughter's dog heard somebody outside, so she was barking, so I kind of muted myself out. So could you talk a little bit about some of the things that are said that perhaps need speech to be corrected? Like, for instance, there's a lot of stuff going on with COVID. So there's a lot of people that might be saying, well, my products are going to be able to boost your immune system, and this way you're not going to get COVID. And the FTC take a look at that as far as its deceptive claim.
The thing about it is, and this is a big problem, is I have seen some posts that, and this is wrong, claim that their products can help with or even cure COVID-19. Not true. And it's a complete, this is what makes us look bad. Okay. This is the thing that causes us to be known as those guys who just tout pseudoscience. I mean, this is the big problem here. And it's not good to see. And the thing about it is anybody, this is the thing about the internet. Anybody can say what they want, even if they don't have proof of what they are saying. And unfortunately, these companies do have to actually somewhat restrictive, or they have to restrict what people can say. There must be rules that are more enforced, because this creates problems for the entire industry.
So then one of the questions would be, let's talk a little bit about that. Should there be a license that someone has to be a network marketer, like a test that you pass, some level of, that, if you will, a barrier to entry?
I think, and this is my opinion, that there should be some level of a real barrier to entry with this thing, because now anybody can join. That's one of the biggest problems. Now, because anybody can join, people will do anything to gain sales, to the point of lying to their customers. And this is one of the biggest problems. Other businesses have barriers to entry. So why doesn't MLM have their own barrier to entry? Why don't they have a test? Why don't they have some kind of license, some kind of thing saying, hey, you're a qualified person. What you say is reputable. You can't. What you say is real, and people and they can't question it, or the points that they would make are moot because they have a license to sell the products. And this is something that I've been thinking about for the past several months, because I've seen posts like this. I've seen them. I've seen an entire, like, I look at things, and I need, because I'm curious about what people think. So this is one of those things where things are going to have to change in some way. And in order for us to be more credible, there needs to be some barrier to entry that's not just, yeah, pay $600 to get all this product.
Right, makes sense. Let's do this. We're running a little bit late. Let's run our commercial break. We're going to be right back. You're listening to Nick Cantos. Here we go.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PMMarketingsNetworkLeads.com. Just visit www.networkleads.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, NetworkLeads.com can help. To learn more, visit www.NetworkLeads.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, MLM training, Humongous Blog, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. NetworkLeads.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
And we are back. Peter Mingles here, working with Nick Cantos, and talking a little bit about some of the things related to marketing and some of the things that people can say and some of the things that people can't say, the pluses and minuses of free enterprise, if you will, and barriers to entry or no entry as we get started. So, Nick, we have about 4 or 5 minutes. If you want to give out your contact information so we don't run out of time before you and your dad, why don't you do that now?
If you want to contact my dad, he's Ole Cantos, OLLIE, CAN as in Nancy, T as in Tom, OS, on Facebook. And if you want to contact him, it's olecantos@icloud.com. And he tells us everything. So that's for our entire family. So thank you very much for listening. I know this is going to be very divisive, but I really thought about this because I'm learning about actual business practices. Like I said, I'm still new at a lot of these things, but there are some things I've read about that create problems, and we need to do some level of changing. We have to do something, because this is part of the reason why our industry has such a bad rap. So we need to change some things, not everything, because there are some great things about this industry. But if we change some fundamentals, we will get better, and that's very good for the entire industry.
Excellent points. So while we have about 3 or 4 minutes, do you want to mention anything else? I'll leave the rest of the conversation up to you.
Thank you all for listening again. This is going to be an awesome year for all of us. I know that this year hasn't been, last year hasn't been the best year, But I really am certain that we're going to make it. We're going to do the best we can. And I hope everyone who is listening does well in whatever they do, and that we just keep moving forward. That's the best we can do at this point. And we will win. Thank you.
Excellent. Okay, perfect. So we're going to catch everybody next week on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com/Oli if you want to hear this and some of the previous radio shows again. So buildingfortunesradio.com/Oli. And we're going to catch everybody next week. Thanks, Nick. Say hi to everybody. Dad, everybody else. We'll catch you next time.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.